All right, this is going to be a real professional opening. Right after I get everything situated and crack this beer. All right, from here on out, it's professional. From right here on out.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to poop, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Everybody, welcome to another one, another show. As you may or may not have guessed based on our musical intro there, we're going to have another power hour today. So that's great news for everyone involved, right? I think. You know, we've got a little extra music. I got a new music thing going, so I think that might sound a little better. You might all get to experience the wonders of 8-bit music as I remember it from my childhood. Had a very strange experience where, I got this app on my phone, and it just lets you play these old Nintendo musics. It's pretty sweet. I don't know what happened, but I was possessed to sort of just listen to these in my car, because I was thinking, you know what, I bet these sound really different on my car stereo than they did on my dad's Zenith television with the wood grain fake paneling all around the edge and all that shit. So I threw the phone, jacked it off, and started playing some of the songs. And I was like, oh my God, these sound fucking incredible. You know, they sound so good and they're so layered and interesting. And then, I was listening to one in particular. I'll just pop this up here. And actually brought a little tear to my eye. Let's see if I can find this here, no problem. I mean, this isn't like a tearful song by any means. This is from Contra 2. Super Contra, I guess it was called. Super C, as I remember it. Just listen to it for a second here. So, you know, I was listening to this, driving on the interstate. I was doing that thing when you hear a song you like, where you start driving too fast to this. Started doing that thing, I was driving a little fast, and then I started actually, like, tears were coming to my eyes, and I didn't really know why. But then I thought about it, you know, and I was just like, oh man, I had so many memories of playing this game with my brothers and dad. It's got emotion. It's funny because, you know, people talk about what a waste of time video games are and all that shit. I've heard that many times. I don't completely disagree. But on the other hand, it's like, I don't know, man. That's how we bonded as kids. I don't know what we would have done without that. I don't know if we would have bonded in any significant way, really. I mean, that's how we spent our time. And it was like, I don't know. I feel like if you saw three brothers sitting around a table putting a puzzle together, you'd think, well, those kids are, you know, how close they are, all that shit. But if you saw them playing a video game, you'd be like, why aren't they interacting with each other? But it's like you are. You're watching the other person. Anyway, that's the long story of that. We're just shooting for the small improvements around here in this studio. You know, we've got the I'll roll the dice to take a drink here. That's a new feature. So roll the dice and have to drink a horrible booze. 4. Ooh, DiSorono. Gross. Okay. So that's something we did to improve the life of this show and its listeners. But that's, you know, there's a ping pong ball that looks like an eyeball in here. Okay. That's merely the beginning of what we've done, you know? It's just incremental improvements. We're coming up on show number 100. And probably around show 20s-ish, I kind of told myself, all right, I don't want to buy any more shit, you know, because I was looking at other mixers and shit like that, and I'd bought a compressor for no fucking reason. Because, you know, I don't even know how this shit works. And I kind of said, you know what I'm not going to do? Let's not buy any more shit until we get to, like, show 100. And once we have 100 shows in the can, maybe we'll start to have an idea of what we want, where it's going, if it's going anywhere. I'm still having fun doing it. I still like it. I hope you guys still like it. So we're going to keep on keeping on and hope it improves incrementally. You know, and we did, we just about 2 weeks ago went over 1,000 posts on the main website, helpfulsnowman.com. We also, Pete's Unsent Love Letters.tumblr.com just went over 365. So that's basically been a post a day for about a year now, which is pretty cool. I mean, that's a long sustained writing project, you know. I've got the original document that I'm still working on and revising and whatnot, and it's about 300 pages long, which is really cool. I don't know, it's like 150,000 words, something like that. So to give you an idea, that's like a novella is about 50,000 words. So it's, you know, three novellas worth, I guess. So it's a novel and change in that territory. So things are keeping going along. I don't know. I'm happy with things. I hope you guys all are too. So without further ado, I'm going to drink this booze. Oh God. It's like drinking the juice from a maraschino cherry jar. Oh fuck. For some reason that's so difficult for me. Oh. Okay. It's in there. We're good. Oh. Fuck me. You know, your mouth just fills with saliva. You can't help it. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to start the power hour. So for those of you who don't know how this works, I have 50 questions here. So when you hear this chime, like I said, professional show from here on out. Wow. Wow, this has gone all wrong. Okay. When you hear this chime, what I'll start doing is reading a question that I got online, and I'll have a total of 1 minute to read the question and then answer the question. Meanwhile, I'll also be getting wasted. I'm not a professional advisor, so please take this in the spirit in which it's intended, which is, you know, of hatred and disdain for most people. I don't believe that what I'm doing is a good thing. I don't think it's professional. I don't think it's helping anybody. I don't really condone my own advice, and I don't suggest that you take it. That would be, I mean, it's hard for me because it's, you know, a catch-22. I don't condone my own advice, but how do you take my advice if not taking my advice? Who wouldn't want to be a member of a club that would have me as a member, huh? That's one of those great dad jokes. I've been starting to keep track of dad jokes. What I call a dad joke. You know, that's something a dad says and he thinks he's going to get big laughs. Here's another really good one. I was at work and this motherfucker, you know, I helped him and he was pretty thankful and nice. And then he goes up to the other person who's standing next to me and he's like, I don't care what anybody says. That guy is a good worker or some shit like that, you know. When they do that, I don't care what anybody else says thing. And you're like, good one. I see what you did there. You got chops. What does he think he thinks like a Hollywood producer is going to fucking jump out of the rafters and be like, old man, you got it. I don't know what it is, but you have got it. What else? I had another one too. Oh yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Like, the one where, you know, voting just happened and they had that hilarious joke where it was like, Well, don't forget to vote on Tuesday if you're voting for Obama. But if you're voting for Roseanne, it's on Wednesday. You know, and you're like, okay, good one. Hilarious. Dad jokes, huh? I'm looking forward to, you know, if I ever accidentally have a kid, this podcast will turn into a great collection of just dad jokes that I think will really, it'll be an entertaining document to see what happens to my brain, if it really does deform the brain. Or if that's just, maybe we all just have the dad jokes and then we have the kids and then you can be like, eh, fuck it, I'll just do dad jokes. They're kids, they don't know. You know, maybe your kid, maybe kids like dad jokes because this is the first time they've heard them. They don't realize that every dad in America is telling these jokes. I mean, from age 0 to 5 or so, your kids are kind of like as if you'd raise them, you know, you hear those stories about someone kidnaps a lady and keeps them in the basement for like 10 years. Kids are basically like that for the first 5 years. I mean, they don't really experience other adults and their customs at all, do they? As far as I know. All right, we're going to get started. Thank you all for listening today in advance. Sometimes I get a little drunk and have trouble reminding everyone, thanks. So in the highly unlikely event that that happens, thank you now. Power Hour begins. Dear Snowman, how do I make my dog stop pooping in her cage? It's gross. Every time I put her in cage, even if I take her out right before, she still poops and pees in her cage. What do I do? From Madison. Oh boy, this pooping is a real problem, isn't it? Pooping in the cage. We all hate it. We all know it's a terrible scourge on society. I mean, I don't know. Are you pooping your bed? Because if you're not pooping your bed, I don't see where your dog learned this behavior of pooping its cage. And I don't know, does a dog work where if you just leave it in with the poop, will it eventually say like, oh, last time I had to be amongst my own log of shit for several hours, so this time I might not poop in there? Or do they just, I mean, they're animals, right? People say living like a dog and all that shit. So I'm guessing that doesn't work either. I don't know, kill the dog. Just throw the dog and the poop and the cage into a river altogether. I mean, if it's a real cage, you shouldn't be able to escape. Dear Snowman, hi, how to get out of flying for work because a relative of mine has just a massive stroke, so I need a very good reason for not going abroad for work. From John. Well, based on your own typing, are you 100% certain that it wasn't you who had the stroke? Because your spelling is terrible, how to get out of flying for work because, I mean, it sounds like you stroked out in the middle of writing that sentence. It runs in the family, is my guess. I mean, I think that if your relative has a massive stroke, that's a pretty good reason for not going abroad for work. That's usually the reason that other people use as their fake reason. I mean, I don't want to go to work, and I say, oh yeah, my dad had a stroke. By the way, telling everyone my dad's not around was a huge fucking mistake. I should have been like, oh yeah, my dad, he's around, but he needs a lot of health care. Like, when he's sick, I need to stay home from work, kind of like he's my kid. Next job. I'm not going to make the same mistake twice, mark my words. Dear Snowman, do you think ADD, ADHD medicine is fair? I mean, when I take my sister's ADHD medicine, I become a beast. I get all my homework done in like 5 minutes. Imagine if I was on that shit all the time. I'd be kick-ass. My grandpa would rise and I would be in the top 5%. Oh, my GPA, that didn't stand for grandpa. Would rise and I would be in the top 5% in my class. I'm just saying it's not fair that people who don't focus as well get the medicine, and someone like me who is actually a smart guy is getting surpassed by a bunch of assholes who got diagnosed with ADD as a child. From John. Yeah, I mean, my understanding is that it doesn't work the same for ADD people, but maybe it does. I mean, everyone who I've heard the tales of abusing, quote-unquote, ADD, ADHD medicine or speed or something, they're very academically oriented and productive, you know, and it's like, oh, these people who have this diagnosed disease aren't, so I would just take it then, who cares? Dear Snowman, I have a little gap in between my teeth. My friend always make fun of the gap. They're like, yeah, any guy would think you're cute, but then they'd see you smile. I have a weird smile, and they'd walk away. I can't get braces until I lose more teeth. Is it really bad? What can I do? From Rizza. So you're trying to get dudes, but you don't even have your fucking adult teeth yet? Believe me. You've no business trying to attract. Don't fucking worry about what dudes want until you have at least your adult teeth. I mean, that's a, you know, there are a lot of sayings about when it's okay to start hitting on a woman, you know, like, if there's grass on the field, it's cool to play, which is like, if she has pubes, then you can fuck her in an alley, which I don't necessarily agree with 100%. But I think if they made some kind of analogous thing of like, well, if she don't have teeth, then she's not good to meet in a back alley to fuck, I'd say, yeah, that's a good one. Dear Snowman, my husband and I are going to Vegas, and neither of us are big drinkers. We'd like to try a yard drink, but don't want that much alcohol. Does Fat Tuesday have non-alcoholic flavors? If so, what are they? Are there any other places around the same price range that have non-alcoholic flavors? Please, don't make useless comments on how boring that is or how much fun drinking is. That will not help answer this question or change our habits. Thank you in advance for your answers. From Temp. So you want to drink a yard of a non-alcoholic drink? I mean, that's going to be Kool-Aid. So, I mean, there are a lot of fun options if that's what you want. Pouches, boxes. I mean, you don't get a lot of drinks in little squares that you can just carry around, or pouches. The fun of drinking a yard drink is that you get really drunk. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to say that being sober is not fun, although it's really not. But the fun of the yard drink is you're like, I cannot believe how fucking wasted I am that I think it's okay to walk down the street, you know, carrying a huge dildo that's filled with blue booze. Dear Snowman, tips for working at GameStop? So I'm starting at GameStop soon. Anyone got tips? What's the best way to suggestive sale the games and the power-up card? I've heard it all from the employees when I would go in to purchase stuff. Really, just any tips you can give me that would help are greatly appreciated. From Brandon. Well, based on my experience, here's what they do. You walk in, they don't fucking leave you alone. No matter what game I buy, I could buy Mickey's Epic Drawing Adventure or whatever that was, Epic Mickey, and they'll be like, hey man, new Gears of War prequel coming out. You want to get in on that shit, motherfucker? And I'm like, no, I'll just get Mickey's Epic Mickey. And he's like, cool, Black Ops 2, don't forget that. So just sell, I don't know, sell them anything. Who cares? It's a fucking video game. I think they sell themselves. All you got to do with the card is just be like, will you get the card? And they say no. And then you say, well, it'll save you this much. And they say no. And you say, I'm looking at your history, it'll save you more. And just don't stop until they have to basically hit you to stop you. Dear Snowman, what does love really mean? Can you define it? From PSN. From the PlayStation Network. It's sentient. It's coming after all of us to play PlayStation. How would I define? I mean, I don't know. What do you want to hear? Some fucking story about, like, well, I'll tell you what. I saw this old couple on a park bench, and, you know, I didn't understand what was happening, and the lady was describing everything to the guy, and then I realized he couldn't see very well anymore, but they were holding hands, and she was describing it all to him, and it was like she was his eye. Fuck you, okay? I don't know. It's nice. It feels good. You're happy, and also some, you know, someone's touching your penis. I mean, there's a combination middle ground in there where everything is sort of working, everything sort of clicks. It's not just about birds on a bench and being an old bitch with a dumb diary that some asshole reads out loud in a voiceover in some shitty movie about fucking the park. Dear Snowman, what do you do when you're super bored and you're a kid? I'm super bored, and none of my neighbors are home, and neither are my friends. No video games or things like that. Please help. Help. Thanks. From Brianna. So you're super bored, none of your neighbors are home, and neither are your friends. So you're on your own, and you're bored. What did I do? I would buy huge boxes of Strike Anywhere matches and bundle them into bundles of 15 to 18, and then I would use little hair rubber bands to do that. I don't know who was using those rubber bands, but somebody and me. And just light those on fire. Or you can band a whole box together and light those on fire. Basically, anything experimenting with fire is, that's what I did. Okay, you're not asking me what you should do, but what I did, fire is the basic. I mean, fire is one of the elements. It's the best one. You know, it doesn't seem to fit with earth and water and, I don't know, wind, heart, whatever. But it's the best one. It's the most exciting. It actually does something. Dear Snowman, how do you avoid family functions? I love my in-laws and my husband's siblings, except one and her jerk of a husband. My MIL is oblivious to this lack of relationship, and it literally pains me to even sit in the same room as Syl and her husband. How do we avoid Christmas? Okay, my mother-in-law is oblivious, and sister-in-law is painful. How do we avoid Christmas, Thanksgiving, etc. without crushing my mother-in-law's feelings? From Sad. I mean, okay, your in-laws don't know. I mean, it's their kid. But just be like, you tell your husband, and eventually he'll just break down and tell his mom and be like, look, my sister's being a bitch. If she can't stop being a bitch, then we're not coming to fucking holidays anymore. But you know what? It's all a race. If they have kids already, then you're fucked. If you guys have kids, you could still win if they don't have kids. Really, the kids are the ultimate bargaining chip in the which house are we going to visit for the holidays gamble. Dear Snowman, is this normal? I always have discharge in my panty. Okay, so all my panties are usually dirty with discharge and sweat. Since I have discharge in them, I have to usually throw them away. Why can't I be like those girls who wear panties without a panty liner? I shave my whole private area hoping that would help some. P.S. I don't have yeast infection or anything like that. From Noah. Whoa, slow down. I'm getting a little too hot here. Shaved and dischargey? That's the perfect combo. It's like you've been reading my Match.com profile. No, I don't think that's normal. I mean, I don't know. I guess some goo may be coming out of there at all times. I don't know. I'm concerned about the rate that you must be going through underwear if you're just throwing out pairs of underwear. B, I would say there's probably a lucrative market for those somewhere. I mean, dischargedunderpants.com. You know, what, Noah? Change your name to something sexy and buy a URL. Dear Snowman, how do you deal with a man whore? A guy in my school is acting all nice, smiling at me and asking if I need help opening doors. I just thought he was a nice person who wanted to be friends with me, although he's being overly friendly and kind. Today I discovered he's a big player, and he sleeps with a lot of girls. How do I get him to stop talking to me because I know his interests are bad and no good will come out of him? I'm sure about this because two separate people told me he's a player. P.S. He did not make any moves yet, but he's being over-friendly, and he does not even know my name. It's very weird. I don't know what to do, and I don't want to be rude. Or should I just talk to him and treat him as a friend, and if he makes any move, I'll just tell him how I'm not interested? From Nabby. I mean, I don't know. If you want to hear about that shit, and it sounds like you did, it's not going to get out of your head, so you might as well just tell him to fuck off. Just be like, I'm not going to fuck... Try this. Just be like, look, no matter what you do, I'm not going to fuck you. I'm not attracted to you. And then if he still wants to be holding the door for you, let him. Dear Snowman, I have sleeping problems. I'm a 21-year-old pharmacy student. I've been having a lot of sleep problems lately. I feel it's getting worse that I get older. When I was 9, I was touched at night for 8 years until family members found out. Oh, Christ. I'm over it, and life has moved on, but I can't sleep through the night anymore. Whenever I sleep around other people, whether it's female friends or guys I'm seeing, if they get close, they say my body twitches or I have a mini attack. I usually have to sleep on the couch or kind of far from my body to not do it and be comfortable. I rarely notice it, but it's like I have to warn people that haven't slept around me not to be alarmed by. Any advice? Who can I see about this? Thanks a ton. From Brick. I mean, I don't know if the sleeping problem is as big a deal as being touched from, 8 years? You were touched for fucking 7... from 9 to 17? That's insane. You're not over that. I mean, you can't ever get over that. I don't know what you're thinking. So, don't worry so much about it. I mean, you twitch in your sleep. If someone gives you shit, be like, yeah, someone sexually abused me for fucking 9 years. Fuck you. Dear Snowman, am I going to get food poisoning? I ate a spoonful of raw meat as a dare. Am I going to get food poisoning? From Taylor. I mean, I don't think so. You'll probably be fine. Today's modern things are so injected with shit, I don't think there's a lot it can do to you. I ate raw hamburger often as a teen, an early teen, before I knew how to cook. I just thought, well, if the food's been on the grill, it's probably done. And then it was all falling apart, and I was like, I don't know. But then, you know, it's got a flavor to it. I mean, basically, I was a culinary pioneer making tartare. I was the only guy in northern Colorado making tartare in the kitchen, but, you know, by accident, complete accident. There was nothing purposeful about that tartare. I think you'll be fine. I don't know. If you don't feel like shit already, then you're probably going to be okay. If you do feel like shit, make yourself puke immediately. That's my advice regardless of the question, really. Dear Snowman, do beards or mustaches stop growing like pubic hair does? I'm 32 years old and I've shaved the pubic hair before, and when it grows back, it stops growing at a certain length. So I was wondering if the same is true for facial hair. From O. I mean, if you really need to know, can't you just watch? You have such a fucking plethora of pubes. You could probably figure it out, right? I mean, that's what they say all hair does, is grow to a certain length. So I would say that your mustache probably grows just long enough to look like complete dog shit and make everyone hate you. Also, I mean, why are people asking so many questions about beards and mustaches? It's not like you have your own laboratory at home where you can fuck with this stuff, or you don't, and then it doesn't really, it's irrelevant to you. You know what I mean? It's like if I was asking a bunch of questions about shaving legs, I'm like, what happens? What would it be like? And I'm like, or I could just shave my fucking legs and see what happens, you know? Oh, it's silky smooth and I have a good night's sleep? Done. Dear Snowman, how can I do more culture things? I'm half Mexican and I want to do more Hispanic things. We already celebrate Dia de los Muertos and some other holidays, but I want to do more. So what are other things I can do? Jay, you're asking for things to do more Mexican-y things? Is that kind of what you're saying? I mean, my understanding... Oh, and by the way, I guess your name is Hey. My understanding of Mexican culture is fairly limited to racial stereotypes. So I don't think I'm the best person to ask about that. I mean, my logo is a snowman. There's nothing whiter than a snowman on the planet. You know what I mean? And when the few times I've had to draw a non-white snowman for reasons on the website, I can't decide if that's racist. Is that like blackface? If you make a snowman and cover him in dirt because you're like a black family, is that wrong if your kid wanted to do that? Dear Snowman, what are some good Pokemon for my team? A good overall Pokemon team. From CC. I mean, I don't know. Pikachu seems popular. He's the one I know. I mean, he's cute, right? He looks good. He's got a lightning look to his tail. That would be my... What the fuck do you want me to say? Squirtle? I have no fucking idea. I mean, I'm sure they're all good in their own way, and then I'm sure there are some shitty ones, you know, that everyone in the Pokemon community laughs at. So, you know, I don't know, Google worst Pokemon, and then don't do those. I just don't What the hell kind of question? What are some good overall Pokemon? Probably the most popular one, idiot. It's like, oh, what's a good Avenger? And you're like, well, let's see, what's the most popular ones? The Hulk? Okay, so he's good. Thor? Not so popular, so fuck him. No interesting stories, stupid-looking blonde hair. Also, he's hot and super strong. No one likes that. Dear Snowman, is peppermint bad for tortoises? I have a sulcata tortoise, and I was wondering if I was a bad idea to feed him peppermint. I only ask because it's growing in my yard, and it would be nice if I could. From Lord Gamma. So basically, you're just thinking, oh, fuck it, I'm tired of having to buy a bag of salad once every 2 weeks for this tortoise. Maybe I could just feed him some shit off the ground. Sure, I mean, if that's where you're going, if that's how lazy you feel, I mean, good God, people who have a fish have to do more work than that. Just feed him old cans then, like a goddamn goat, if that's how you're going to be. I'm not going to endorse the foraging of food for your tortoise. And why is peppermint just growing around your house? Where the fuck do you live? Like in the Hobbit Town or whatever? Underwood Willow or whatever the fuck that was called? Where did Willow live? Peppermint should not just be growing around. You shouldn't be growing anything but poison. Dear Snowman, my wife and I are trying to conceive. She's had 2 miscarriages. For the past few months, we've been going hard and heavy. Thanks for that. Thank you. At least 5 times a week. She'd started on August 31st and stopped September 6th. She has yet to receive her period again. She's got the bloating and cramping, but never the bleeding. She mostly has normal, regular periods, but this year has been crazy since the miscarriages. She's too nervous to ask, so I'm going to ask for her right now. Is she pregnant? Is something wrong from Harvey? Listen, you know, I'm sorry that you had 2 dead babies inside your wife, but you can't just tell people. It's not acceptable to just tell people, like, hey, me and my wife have been fucking a lot. Like, constantly, all the time. Now, this is in service of having a baby, so I'm going to tell you that we've been in, you know, reverse double backwards wheelbarrow position, which is great because I can see her open anus. It doesn't make it okay just because you're trying to have a baby that you're like, oh yeah, I put my thumb. Dear Snowman, cost for a vet to euthanize a pet rat in the UK. My cherished pet rat is struggling just to breathe. The pet is known by the vet from previous unrelated treatments. From Ratatatat. How much does it cost to euthanize a pet rat? You've got to be shitting me. I mean, put him in a Tupperware and seal the lid. He'll be dead in 3 minutes. What the fuck, man? I don't know. Put him in a bag and swing him against the wall. I mean, that's free if you want the vet to do it. I bet he'll charge you something to swing the bag against the wall. It can't... If the vet charges you anything, he's crazy. I mean, he would probably either just say, well, it takes an ounce of poison, so I'll just inject him with that shit. Or he may have some kind of rat guillotine. I picture that's how it works in the UK. If you take your dog in and they have to put him down, they put his head in a guillotine and just chop it off. Put it in a basket, some guy in a weird wig takes it away. I can't imagine them doing, like, a needle and being modern about it or anything like that. Dear Snowman, my boyfriend is going to a strip club tonight and is getting a lap dance from a girl. Is that chatting? Or should I break it off with him? From Starbloom. I'm going to assume that means cheating, because I think we all know yes, a lap dance could involve chatting. Often it does. I don't know if people are really into the chatting, because the chatting is like, oh, aren't you handsome? And could I have some money? And you're like, yeah, you're also very pretty. And she's thinking, yeah, I know, that's why I work at the strip club and get money for, you know, just sort of gyrating. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's chatting. Should you break up with him? I don't know. If he's genuinely... You know what? Ask him what they talked about with the stripper. And if he has a long list of things, then you're fine. Because he obviously didn't get too involved in the, you know, being stripped on. But if he has nothing, then maybe he was getting stripped on more than he was chatting. That would be a good test. Dear Snowman, I read that women lightly drinking wine while pregnant is okay. Is regular beer okay, too? Look below, too? What if drinking about 3 shots drinking every couple weeks or so before the 9-month pregnancy period? From Ben. Well, okay. Before the pregnancy period, then that's fine. I don't think that's really going to matter. Is it? I mean, don't... You know, everyone's like, oh, you could drink some wine or some beer, but you could probably just not. I mean, I don't really want to not drink, you know, but God knows, I'll go to... I drive places I can't drink. I drove to fucking IKEA yesterday at like 7 a.m. Do you know how bad I wanted a beer when we got there? Which isn't even an option, by the way. Although I suspect it may be in Scandinavian legit IKEAs. If that's even a thing. But sometimes you have to go without beer because you have other things that you're doing. So consider having a baby a 9-month drive and just suck it up and don't have the one drink. Dear Snowman, can I have advice from a boy? Tonight I have to go to a meeting with my parents at my school for a school trip. All of my friends and their parents will be there too. I have a crush on someone and they might ask me out that night. How can I get him to notice me there? From Jennifer. There's going to be a boy somewhere and you want him to notice you, just go up to him and talk to him. Just say, hey, how are you? Hey, these are my parents. This is my dad. And your dad will lean in and say, hey, how's it going? Oh, this is Toby? Hey, Toby, I think you're a pretty sharp guy. I don't care what Jennifer says. You know, and then he'll be like, yeah, I got a dad too. These fucking dads, right? And then say that, you know, when you guys get some time alone, be like, ah, oh, sorry. These fucking dads, huh? He'll think you're hilarious. You know, use my dad joke material from earlier in the show. That's going to be really good because it sounds like you're in 7th grade. I mean, my shit is not funny, but for 7th grade, it's pretty good. Dear Snowman, my stomach hurts really bad. It was for the past hour, and it hurts the worst when I walk and bend my torso backwards. I can't even smile. It hurts that bad, and I'm not supposed to get my period for another 2 weeks. I'm 15 and I never had sex. I'm planning to wait until marriage. Thanks for that, including that. It hurts like somebody is stabbing me. The pain is below my ribs on the sides of my lower stomach. My left side hurts more. What? My left side! What could be causing this? It's not anything that I ate that was bad. From another Jennifer. I mean, it could be a lot of stuff. I don't know. Abdominal pain, that seems like a hospital thing to me. Personally. I don't, you know, I'm uptight that way. But if I'm having severe abdominal pain and it hurts to smile, first of all, quit listening to hilarious podcasts at HelpfulSnowman.com and get yourself to the goddamn emergency room already. I don't know why I have to tell you these things. Some of the advice. Dear Snowman, what are some ways to turn a straight guy? I've had a crush on one of my longtime friends for a while, and we are about to get our own place soon as roommates. He works for a phone company and makes good income, so we're going to try it out. The only thing is he's straight and I'm a secret bi. Any advice on how I can turn him? P.S. We always hang out and stuff, and I don't think he knows, but yeah, I've been feeling him, but didn't know what ways to come at him like that advice. From Lavish. All right, so you're gay, and you're bi, okay, but your friend is straight, and you're moving in together, and you want to turn him. I mean, I wouldn't worry, I don't think you can really turn him. I don't think he's going to be 100% straight, and then you're going to do some magic trick, like pee in a fountain at the same time as somebody, and then turn him gay. That's probably not going to happen. My advice would be to make the move before you move in. Because, you know, if you have a straight guy and then he moves in with a gay guy and then he finds out you're gay and that you want him, things are going to get real weird. Plus, you're going to have less Jack material because he's not going to be just coming out of the shower in a towel. Dear Snowman, so there's this really adorable new kid at my school. I just liked him so much for about 4 days. After that, I told my BFF Michaela about my crush on him, to which she responded, "He's mine." I argued against this, but then I found out that she had already known him for 5 years outside of school, so I thought it would be only fair for her to date him. It just broke my heart. I'll never find another guy like him. Should I try in vain to forget about him or try to convince her to let me date him? I'm just lost. From Chimeria. Jesus Christ, the names. Mac-Ayla. Chimeria. I mean, you'll find another guy like him. You're in fucking, like, 7th grade or something? You use the word BFF. I don't know, and he's known 5 years outside of school. You're in school. You're not going to meet the awesomest guys in school, believe me. You're going to hate everyone you meet in school. You're not even going to want to see them again. You'll be their friend on Facebook, but every time they post something, you'll be like, what the fuck? Dear Snowman, how can I go back to the year 2000 on the internet? From Randy. How can you time travel the internet? I mean, do you want to get sucked in the screen like the motion picture Stay Tuned? I'm confused. Or do you want it to just be like it's the year 2000 to see something? Wayback Machine. This is a legit piece of advice, guys. Wayback Machine will show you old websites. Boom. This is the first piece of advice we've given. We're like halfway through and it's, you know, feels like a miracle. I feel like I could quit now and be way ahead of the game, of the curve, of the game of curves of thrones. Oh, God. These drinks. Difficult. Okay. Sorry, guys. Dear Snowman, I have conjunctivitis. How do I clean them in the morning when my eyes are closed? When I woke up this morning, I couldn't open my left eye and I went in the shower. But I don't have one every morning because of school. How shall I clean it? From Ellie. First of all, you should have a shower available to you every morning. I'm not saying you have to take one, but you should be able to figure out, where are you going to school? Hogwarts? And they're like, oh, just do a spell. I mean, did they do that? A spell? By the way, I know that probably 100 people have said this already, but just the other day I was like, how come fucking Harry Potter doesn't just do a spell to correct his vision so he's not wearing these fucking taped up glasses all the time? Seems like that would be a lot easier, you know, on the Quidditch when it's raining and he needs like little windshield wipers or some shit. Why wouldn't you just fix your fucking eyes, dum-dum? Yeah, do a spell so you don't have to shower. If you have something that's crusting your eye shut, maybe you can get some kind of special pass to use a shower every day. Dear Snowman, my teacher is about 50 years old and seems generally normal, but he always stares at his hand in the middle of discussion and twitches a bit after he looks at it. He also has long pinky fingernails, and the other nails are trimmed. Why is this? From Bert. I think you're trying to get me to say that your teacher does cocaine, but your teacher's not doing cocaine because teachers aren't that cool. Believe me. If I was a teacher and I was going to abuse something, it would definitely be those ADD drugs, as earlier discussed. I mean, it would have a similar effect, but it's perfectly legal. I don't think it would be very hard to convince, you know, you could just go in and be like, look, doc, I see this every day. You know, I recognize the symptoms in myself. I mean, I've been trying to control it, but it's just not working. I can't focus on anything, you know, I lose attention. I feel very uninterested once I start a task. The flow of the task goes away. So give me those delicious pills. Dear Snowman, I got kicked in the stomach extremely hard at karate yesterday. I literally flew backwards about 4 feet. It hurt so much that I could, okay, Street Fighter. It hurt so much that I couldn't stand up for almost an hour. And today it's black and blue and a little swollen. I was kicked in the upper left of my stomach. I don't know what I should do. My parents don't want to bring me to the doctor because I get hurt all the time. Thanks from Anna. Okay. So this is a girl who got kicked in the stomach so hard that she flew back 4 feet and had to just lay there for an hour. I mean, I don't... Where are you... You're going to Cobra Kai Academy? What the fuck is this place where it's just like, all right, students, go ahead and just fucking wail on each other. You know, kick this girl as hard as you can. And we, you know, she can't get... Okay. Dear Snowman, this girl who is young or maybe 18 or 19, average looking, not too beautiful, not too ugly... She's very money hungry. She's looking for a job. She's in school but in desperate need of money. She went on Craigslist and posted a ad saying she'll do anything for the certain item that she really wanted. The one guy answered her ad. He was a, quote, 35-year-old successful lawyer single who said he would take her out to the city, buy her clothes, shoes, jewelry, and money if she did this one thing. He wanted her to have sex. Okay, but there was a twist. He wanted her to wear the strap on and have sex with him. He said it was a fetish. So he would buy her luxury things in exchange for this to be fulfilled. She's skeptical, but the more he bribed her, the more she wanted it. Her only concern is her safety. Should she do it? From Toxic. Should she strap on a dildo and fuck some guy for clothes, money, etc.? I mean, I don't know. That seems like a bad idea. Should she do that if that's real? Yes. Should she not do that because it's not real? Yes. Dear Snowman, why do women wear high heels? Don't they hurt? There is, like, no padding in those things. From David. Broads, am I right? With the shoes. You ever been out with a broad and you're walking down on the, outdoor downtown promenade area? Oh, my God. And it's cobblestones and they're like, my feet hurt. But then they want to go dancing. So they can't walk from the fucking, baseball stadium zone to the car. But when they want to go dancing, all of a sudden it's hooker boots and hoop earrings and, you know, 10 drinks in and they seem to be walking just fine. Babes, what do they know about footwear, huh? I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. Very original point to have made. I'm glad someone had the guts to say it. I certainly didn't, but I'm glad you did. Dear Snowman, what should I spend my first paycheck on? I'm getting $400. I don't really need anything, but I want the Wii U when it comes out. Or sneakers or clothes. From Big Chick. So you're asking if you should get a Wii U or sneakers or clothes? I mean, that's a pretty easy... I would get the Wii U. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be exciting. Everyone's talking shit about it, but fuck it. I mean, sneakers, I can promise you those aren't going to be exciting. Clothes, also not going to be exciting. And you know what? The clothes fashions change a lot faster than the console cycle. Clothes change like every 4 months. The console cycle has been like 8 years or something at this point. So really, that's a pretty good investment if you had to ask if you, you know, want to spend the 400. And sneakers, fuck that shit. Don't be an idiot. Idiots spend a lot of money on sneakers. Real people spend money on anything but sneakers. Dear Snowman, is it racist that I don't like ghetto African Americans? From Oxifer. I mean, yes, but I'm going to tell you a secret. I had a friend who was seeing this girl who was African American, who herself that was a weird gargle from my throat. Herself claimed to not like African American men who were, as you put it, ghetto. I also dated once a Hispanic girl who did not like Mexicans and often talked about how she didn't like them and why. So I think if you are that race, you can not like your own race. I think that's for some reason okay. However, if you aren't that race, I think it's not allowed for some reason. So stick to hating on your own race. You'll have the inside info anyway. It'll be a lot easier. It'll be much more rewarding in the long run, which is what we're in here for. The race is a run and it's a long one. I've been Peter. Dear Snowman, okay, the kind of person I am. I like to look proper and nice at all times, even if we're going to the bakery at 11 p.m. to buy bread. What the fuck? I told him I don't like when he randomly plays with me hair. He will kind of rub it when he walks by me, usually when company is over and I don't like it. Or when he randomly licks my face or kisses my eyelids and nose, I told him it made me feel like a dog or something. I appreciate the gesture and we are very affectionate. Also, I ask him to please wash his hands before we engage in intimacy. He doesn't seem to be highly hygienic, and I am. He'll even wear the same sweatshirt he's been wearing for more than 3 days in public. I don't say anything because he looks hot in the sweatshirt, but seriously. When we go out to dinner, he'll say the dish is good, but it's missing something or could do without something, or I have things done in a certain way. He also likes me to touch him a lot, which I do. Am I too fussy? Okay, from Master. Listen, bitch. And he's also a bitch. First of all, stop going to the bakery at 11 p.m. Who's going to the goddamn bakery ever, let alone 11 p.m.? Secondly, go wash your hands before we get intimate. Before we engage in intimacy, I'm going to have to ask you to wash your hands. I'd be like, well, I'm going to have to ask you to go fuck yourself. Dear Snowman, how much weight can I lose in 10 days? I'm doing the 24-day challenge, and in 14 days, I lost 12 pounds, and I still have 10 more days to go. I want to lose 15 more pounds, and I am eating the right stuff. What else can I do to lose 15 more pounds in 10 days? From Kayla. I mean, are you talking about, like, legit healthy stuff or just getting crazy? You know, this is one of those weigh-in things. Just get a plastic bag, start spitting into a bottle, and jog around the park all night. You lose a lot of... You know, the human body is, like, I don't know what they say, 105% water. So if you, you know, just get rid of the water, there you go. And water is pretty heavy. I mean, I carry a bottle of water. I get a little sweaty as I'm heading towards the front of the store. Dear Snowman, what does it mean if someone calls you Sarah? Guy at school calls me Sarah. My name is not Sarah. I'm so freak-on confused. From Catherine. Well, your story checks out. I'll give you that, because when I looked at your name at the end, it was Catherine and not Sarah. What does it mean? I mean, it probably just means he's an asshole or trying to get your attention. I don't know. Why would you pick Sarah? Are you plain and tall? That's one possibility. So if you're Sarah plain and tall, do you make delicious cakes like Sarah Lee? That could be possible. Have you fought evil cybernetic robots from the future, some of whom are made of liquid metal and are designed to look just like the humans you know around you? Because you could be Sarah Connor. There are a lot of possibilities of what you could be. Are you married to my friend, Alec? I mean, there are a lot of Sarahs, so maybe you're being mistaken for another Sarah. But I'd say more than likely it's just someone being a dickhole. A penis head. Just call him penis head and see what he does. Dear Snowman, have you ever been mad at your newborn? The first weeks, I used to get cranky and I used to let it out on my boyfriend. Right now that I think about it, I feel so bad and I hate myself because he's a baby and I know better. How do you deal with it? From Bertha. I mean, for you, I would say maybe some typing / English classes would be a good outlet to get out of the house, because your baby is going to grow up to have a misspelled tattoo that says the glyph in old English font across his stomach if you don't fucking get your shit together. That's my main piece of advice. I don't know, if you're that pissed at your baby, I mean, what are you gonna do? Just let him cry or don't let him cry. Make him stop crying. I don't know, you can't smack him, you can't hit him, but you can take it out on him later. You can just abandon him. You know, you can tell him you're not gonna put him through college, and when he says why, you'd be like, maybe you shouldn't have cried so much. Maybe you shouldn't have got fucking cradle cap, dum-dum. Dear Snowman, how do I get over this sudden emetophobia? I never really had a problem with emetophobia when I was little or when my dog throws up. I usually clean it, until last week on Saturday when I almost threw up. It scared me, and ever since then I keep thinking I'm going to throw up if I eat too much. And I restrict myself from eating after 5 p.m. so that I have an empty stomach when I go to bed. I think it's purely psychological, just like when I had trouble swallowing my food from fear of choking, but eventually got over it somehow. My stomach doesn't hurt when I think about it, I just get a queasy feeling, but I start to shake a little when I eat food. So my question is, how do I stop thinking about this so I can go back to eating food normally without fears? From Lucas. So you have a fear of vomiting, and so you can't eat because you're afraid you'll vomit. I mean, you can eat a lot. Here's what I would say. Do a power hour, have a podcast, you may vomit, and once you vomit booze, you know, I mean, vomiting booze is really not that bad, because A, you're drunk, and B, it's all liquid. Then you'll be over it. Dear Snowman, how do I get my boyfriend to go back to normal? First couple of months were really nice. He was being sweet, calling me beautiful and smart, and I was just loving my life. But starting a week ago, he just did a complete 180. He kept trying to put his feet in my face and hit me with a pillow. He also kept saying I was stupid. I hope he's kidding when he says that, but it hurts my feelings after a while. I just want to be treated well like the first couple of times we hung out. I want him to go back to his old self, and I don't know how to make it happen. Any advice or suggestions from Caitlin? Well, look, things are never going to be normal. When you say go back to normal, the first 2 weeks you dated is not normal boyfriend. That's boyfriend trying to be extra super cool so you'll stay with him. But on the other hand, I mean, calling you stupid and putting his feet in your face is not like, well, he farted in the bed on accident or farted in the car a couple times or, you know, any fart-related stuff. He took a dump at my house. So, I don't know. You guys need to meet in the middle. Dear Snowman, what are the consequences of using witchcraft? From Mariah. Based on what I've seen, the consequences seem to be tremendous weight gain combined with wearing sleeveless shirts, long, straight, black hair, witchy-looking makeup, a desire to find out how the moons of various planets and stars affect our life here on Earth, you know, interest in cutting things with knives, including yourself or animals. Not really murder. I haven't seen a lot of murder outside of the craft or anything like that. And even then, they seem to get crazier than just... What happened to that lady from the craft? Firuza Balk? I thought she was going to be the next big Nev Campbell. And then she turned out to be the next Nev Campbell who just faded into obscurity. Weird how things work out that way, and yet they're both in the craft. Dear Snowman, if you could have any guy that you wanted, who would you date? A single version of Mark Zuckerberg, a single version of Ashton Kutcher, a single version of Obama, a single version of Mitt Romney. I want a guy who's both virtuous and wealthy. From Levi. Okay, well, I mean, let's just throw Obama and Romney out because I'm fucking sick of both of those shitheads and they're both fuck faces. I mean, Ashton Kutcher, I guess, I don't know what you mean by virtuous if you mean, you know, doing a TV show where he wore dumb hats and headphones and then watched Nick Cannon get surprised in a dressing room. And Mark Zuckerberg stole a bunch of shit, basically, from my understanding. But I don't know, at least I think Mark Zuckerberg's brought more joy to the world than any of the others. Facebook so far hasn't cost me anything but my time and enjoyment of life. So, I don't know, that's kind of a virtue, right? He did a good thing overall, I think. Dear Snowman, can you tell a guy's size from a grope through jeans? I was out clubbing recently, and this random girl groped my crotch. Was it just a forward gesture, or was she trying to size me up? From Tom. Okay, nice, Tom. I mean, yeah, I guess in general, you know, that's like where it came... Is that a flashlight in your pocket? Are you happy to see me? But I don't think she was probably grabbing your penis in a way of like, let's see if this guy's got enough penis to go around tonight. You know? Because obviously you didn't end up with her, so you didn't get the chance to ask her. So maybe she was assessing your penis size. Are you asking? I mean, this is why I guess you could start wearing suit pants. She'd get a better grab. But really, if you're groping a crotch just to test the size of the penis, that's a bad thing because if, you know, unless the guy has a full boner, you're not really going to get a lot of information from that. You'd be like, well, he was this much when flaccid, so that's all I have to go with. Dear Snowman, can you buy just milk at Starbucks? I don't like coffee, but I really want some milk. Can you just buy, like, a grande milk? From Lisa. Holy Christ. So you want to go into a Starbucks and say, I'll have a grande milk. I can't decide if I'm more upset about that you're asking for a milk or that you're going to ask for it by the size, you know, a grande. You could probably just ask for a milk, first of all. Secondly, I don't think you need, I mean, what is that, 16 ounces probably? I don't think you need 16 ounces of milk. Third, I mean, yeah, you could probably just buy it at Starbucks, but you know where else you could buy it? Everywhere else on the fucking planet. They have it at 7-Eleven, for God's sake. 7-Eleven. It's in that weird part of the case where it has, like, bologna and Lunchables and other shit that you're... Just look at it, you're like, who is buying this whole pack of bologna? Dear Snowman, what does one do with 100 pounds of honey? From Uriah. What does one do? I don't know. I mean, try to find a giant bee? I don't know. I mean, it seems like I would get rid of it because you're either going to attract bears or bees. You know, I'm going to see you in 6 months on the news. They're going to be doing one of those stories about, like, man finds giant bear in backyard, is totally bewildered as to why, you know, and then they show a bear on his back with his face inside a gigantic novelty honey jar. I'm just saying, you should get rid of it one way or another because you're asking for trouble, and when it comes your way, you're not going to get a lot of sympathy from the Pete camp, okay? Camp Pete is not going to be on your side. I side with the bees over the bears when given that option, which God knows I've had to make that tough decision many a time in the past. So this is not my first bee bear rodeo. Dear Snowman, I told my friend that I smoke, and now he seems concerned. I know that smoking kills, but at the same time, it's my choice, so I'd like to know, will he ever some round to the idea of me smoking, do you think? I'm open to his advice, but I don't want him to control me. From Stan. Okay, so is this your friend or your boyfriend? Because it's your friend, tell him to go fuck himself. I mean, I don't know, my friends do dumb things that I don't approve of. You know, friend, just consider smoking. He needs to consider smoking like a girlfriend he doesn't like, okay? We have a friend who dates a girl we don't really like, and you just kind of put up with it and try not to say anything bad about it, and then you know you've got a payday, like, 5 years down the road where you can be like, remember when you were dating that person? Remember when you said, like, maybe we'll move in? And remember when you were saying, like, you wanted to take her parents out to dinner to ask about marrying her? And you just, what the fuck were you thinking? It'll be like that, but just replace it with smoking and taking Marlboro Man out to dinner. Dear Snowman, my hermit crabs have been moving a lot less lately. Why is that? They're not dead, I know for a fact. I recently just moved them into a bigger habitat with more sand. There are two crabs, male and female, a 10-gallon tank, about 3 to 4 inches of sand covering the bottom, fresh and salt water dipping pools, smaller crabs, please help, from Anna. I mean, it seems like you've put a lot of work into these hermit crabs. I don't know if anyone can answer the hermit crabs beyond what you're asking here. Because my experience is they sell them at that weird store in the mall with all the Chinese swords and shit, and then they'll have a little hermit crab cage, and they climb up the side, which I don't understand, and also they'll, like, draw things on the shell. You know, like, hang on, guys. You know, they'll have, like, googly eyes glued to its shell, which is fucking humiliating, right? As a hermit crab. Dear Snowman, I wish I wasn't a virgin. Should I get a prostitute? I am a virgin at 21 years old. I've never had a girlfriend. I'm always seen as being a friend to girls. I hate it. I realize that I probably can't change now. It's too late for me now. I am stuck as being a virgin in the last year of college before real-world dating. How much does that suck? Girls already don't like inexperienced guys, and it would be very obvious if I ever dated. I'm afraid of dating because I'm inexperienced and it would turn off girls and would show, from Drac. So, your alternative solution is you're like, don't worry, I've had experience with a prostitute that I ha- and what do you think this is? Like, American Pie Part 2, lose the virginity in a convertible with some hooker who you hire who turns out to actually be a real swell gal who you find her heart of gold and you help her escape from a pimp in a hilarious chase scene, and then you do have sex with her, but then you don't have sex with her and instead have sex with this girl from your science class who clearly liked you all along? Dear Snowman, in class today, something really embarrassing happened. I was sitting in class, and the guy I really liked came over and sat beside me. He had to, because we were in a group. He touched my leg and kept moving it up and down my leg. He just always does that, but I'm not used to it, so I stood up and had a huge wet spot. Oh, Jesus. What do I do? From Naya. Good for you. I mean, that sounds great. In a way, it's great. It's kind of horrible because you get all these, like, boners and wet spots and stuff, and, you know, when you have no use for them, really. I mean, if I could have been in, eighth grade, right, and they had a lever, and it was like, my brain had a, you know, it was like, came up like the iPhone, and you can answer a call or ignore, and it was like, do you want to answer this boner right now and let it happen, or ignore and put it in the bank for later? You know, push the button that's remind me in 10 years. I would have pushed that button so many fucking times. Dear Snowman, what storybook would you get Morgan Freeman to read to you? Mine will be The Hungry Caterpillar from Dow. If Morgan Freeman And then the tree told the boy, as long as you're happy, I'm happy. Something like that. The Giving Tree, right? I mean, he could add, I don't know, but that already has gravitas. And that's how we found out the blueberries were for Sal. I don't know. What a quick as a cricket. Rough as a rhino. I don't know. I mean, is he reading me to sleep? Is that the plan here? So he's going to lull me to sleep? Ferdinand, I guess. That would be a good one. I'm trying to think one that's like about a, guy in a jail who sees some other guy get ass raped and climb out of a sewer pipe. Doesn't come to the top of my head right away, but I'm sure there's got to be one. Maybe Daddy Makes the Best Spaghetti. Dear Snowman, oral sex, lump on tongue. Probably given oral to about 3 girls in total, and each time I've been left with a small white lump on the tongue. Lasts about 3 days and goes. Not a STD. Not worried, just wondered if anyone experienced the same. From S. That doesn't typically happen to me, if I'm going to be completely clear about this. It does happen to me, however, when I eat cinnamon bears, let's say, or if I eat cinnamon hot tamales. We're all familiar with those, right? So I think you might be allergic to vaginas. No more going down for you. I'm sorry, I know that's a very heartbreaking thing to learn, but I think going down, you might be actually allergic. You do need to get papers to document that, to show people you make love to, but I'd say you're in the clear. Well, we did it, guys. We made it all the way to the end of Power Hour once again. I'd like to thank you all for coming, for listening to this wonderful time we've had together. Keep visiting the website. If you like anything, just repost it. Repost it on that fucking Facebook of Mark Zuckerberg, who I think I said I'd blow or whatever I said earlier. You know, that's the best thing you can do for me. I don't have, like, t-shirts you can buy or business cards you can post on a restroom wall. So just tell a friend, and we'll see you next week.